Psychic forensics. Since at least as far back as the Jack the Ripper murders in 1888, and probably much further back than that, skeptics have been debating the value of psychics in the area of criminal investigation. And while the debate rages on today, a lot of us psychics have been busily working away with law enforcement, declining pay and publicity, ready to help in any way we can. Finally, thanks to TV shows like Psychic Detectives and Medium, the investigative potential of psychics is being acknowledged, and I hope, more universally validated, so that all of law enforcement will take advantage of our special skills, as some of law enforcement has been quietly doing all along. I'm sure other investigative psychics, Dorothy Allison, Noreen Rainier, Phil Jordan, Nancy Weber, and too many more to name, understand as I do why there's been a hesitation for the agencies who call on us to come out of the closet and say, "You bet I've used psychics, and I'd do it again in a heartbeat." There are phonies in our profession who waste valuable time with nothing but guesswork. There are publicity hounds. There are crisis groupies, and there are those who see every tragedy as an opportunity to enhance their bank accounts. And of course, there are plenty of law enforcement officers who would come as close to consulting even the most reputable psychic as they would to solving cases with Ouija boards and magic eight balls. But as criminal investigators around the world, including Scotland Yard, the FBI, and other indisputable experts already know, those of us with proven skills, proven integrity, and a track record for avoiding exploitation and ambulance chasing can make significant contributions as evidence is gathered and leads are pursued. Psychics don't solve crimes. Law enforcement solves crimes. We simply bring another set of tools to what's usually a long, exhaustive, difficult process of identifying criminals and putting them behind bars. We're no different than the criminal profilers, the geographic profilers, the forensic anthropologists and sculptors and other experts who were viewed with initial skepticism until they proved their worth, as any component in an investigation should be expected to do. Many years ago, I tried to set up a panel of reputable, responsible, discreet psychics to convene on a regular basis, pro bono, to tackle a variety of challenges, from cold cases to missing children to all sorts of health and humanitarian crises. Without going into detail, I'll simply say it didn't work. I would love to try it again. Maybe the problems that prevented it last time around could be avoided this time. Separately, we're each making a difference. Together, we could move mountains.